And as our blessed Saint Germain speaks his heart to us, we ask our beloved I Am presence to bless him, purify the outer self of each one, and blaze through us whatever will give him the greatest obedience and cooperation possible, till America and this world are free forever. My beloved family of perfection's flame, I thank you for your presence here, and I trust that I can make you feel continuously the full awareness of all that blessed violet-consuming flame can do for you, all the sacred fire is, and all that freedom can pour to the earth for the ascension of all. And I wish to remind you, and you should remember this frequently, that when the struggle of the outer seems great, when mankind seems to be caught in the whirlwind of destructive forces, remind your intellect and the intellects of the rest of mankind, wherever possible, that there is more of God, the mighty I Am presence in the universe and in the infinite scheme of things surrounding this world and this system of worlds, than there is energy or destruction in mankind's human creation. This will help you to overcome the feeling that sometimes you are helpless before destructive forces in the outer world. Now, the outer world is so full of destructively qualified energy, and the vibratory action of that is so condensed from the surface of the earth up to a certain altitude that mankind caught in it do not see and do not feel the power that is above that stratum, that is almighty when called into action through the individual who has free will and who knows the activity of the sacred fire and can release it into outer physical conditions by conscious command. Therefore, the destructive activities of this world must be compelled to come face to face with whatever activities of the sacred fire are necessary to annihilate every destructive force. The atmosphere of Earth is charged heavily all the time with mankind's feeling and vibratory action of discord. That is just like so much quicksand in a tornado that keeps sucking it into more and more destruction. In our ascended master octave of light, the sacred fire is master presence and is the all-controlling power of all manifestation. Mankind's discord or the manifestation of perfection from the Ascended Master's octave. The Ascended Master's sacred fire power is master over everything in manifestation, anywhere, this world or any other. I bring this to your attention in order to release your feeling from the acceptance of the outer world's constant charging into the atmosphere of Earth, the feeling of hopelessness or continuing destruction. Now, you must sometime recognize that about you is this continual activity of mankind's spoken word and feeling of destructively qualified energy. And if the attention of the outer intellect does not go to the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host often enough to keep you reminded that you can keep the opening eternal from the feeding of the outer self from your own heart flame, from the heart flame of the seven mighty Elohim, if you do not recognize and hold the picture of the unfed flame in your heart and the sevenfold flame in your forehead, opening up into the Ascended Master's octave, how can you keep the connection through to let through the sacred fire of our love, our power, and our fulfillment of your calls? If you don't see into the Ascended Master's octave in your own feeling, and if you don't hold the picture of the unfed flame in your heart and the sevenfold flame in the forehead, united and reaching up to puncture in to the Ascended Master's octave, where we can pour forth back into you the fulfillment of your cause, if you will not hold the picture, how can there come into your outer physical affairs the fulfillment of your call? This is why the statement has been made down through the centuries: without the vision of perfection, the people perish. What thou seest, that to become thou must. God, if thou seest, God, and dust, if thou seest, dust. And the other statement that goes with them: think of people and trouble grows, think of God and trouble goes. But there must come the picture in your outer intellectual consciousness of your own heart's flame, connection with your mighty I Am presence above the physical body, and that connection of that sacred fire into the Ascended Master's octave. This is the picture that must come into your own brain structure, into your feeling world. This must come into your outer feeling and constant acceptance of the fulfillment of your call. To just say words without feeling that the way is open into the Ascended Master's octave, to reach up and receive what your presence wants to draw from our octave in and around the outer self to fulfill the call, how in the name of God are your calls going to be fulfilled? And this is what I want you to hold in your picture. If you want instantaneous fulfillment of your calls, remember, the Ascended Master's octave is the octave of the sacred fire. The sacred fire is love, the sacred fire of purity, the sacred fire of power, and the sacred fire of victory for which you call, and the sacred fire of freedom. It is sacred fire of protection. It is sacred fire of supply. It is sacred fire of purity and peace. It is the sacred fire of every bit of perfection in infinite space for eternity. But if you want it drawn into the physical conditions of this world to give you its perfection, you must hold the connection through from your own desire world, which your own heart flame is, and the sevenfold flame in your brain structure of the forehead contains that sacred fire. Therefore, when you want something from the Ascended Master's octave, take time out to ask your mighty I Am presence to expand through your own heart flame and through the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty eight of him, the love and the call of your own life stream, your outer physical self, up and into the sacred fire of the Ascended Master's octave. And through that call, ask us to release into your outer physical affairs the sacred fire of victory and power and perfection and the things that you need to fulfill the divine plan. Because I assure you, there are things in the Ascended Master's octave. Things of beauty, things of perfection, things that make you master over everything in this world. Because there is no lack or limitation of anything in the Ascended Master's octave. Now, how much does mankind want that? Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. Now, how much does mankind want the sacred fire power that annihilates war and the destructive forces of the physical world? How much do individuals want that? Thank you so much. Now, it is imperative under the law of life that the picture be held in the outer intellectual consciousness and in the feeling, which is in the heart. The picture of that which you want your money, I am presence, and the center of to manifest in the physical world to fulfill your physical needs. Now, if the individuals that want the perfection of our octave will picturize the perfection that love alone can create and ask that love to draw it forth from the Ascended Master's octave and manifest it in this world to fulfill the divine plan, then the fulfillment of the calls can become almost instantaneous. But to just speak words without holding the picture and sending the love from the unfed flame in the heart in through and around the picture, you don't have the power of the great central sun magnet to draw the manifestation into the physical octave. This is the cause of poverty. This is the cause of disease. It's the cause of every destructive force on the earth if people don't hold the picture of the perfection they want. Now, I'm sure it isn't a strenuous thing for you to practice what we want to give you in the way of pictures, holding pictures in the mind are the fulfillment of your goals. And when you speak of the annihilation of war from the earth, if you will hold the picture of the world flooded with the sacred fire of the violet consuming flame, flooded with the fiery Christ blue lightning purity from the Ascended Master's octave, you can call forth by the power of the great central sun magnet through your own mighty I Am presence, through your own heart's call, your own heart's feeling, your own heart's flame, and that of the seven mighty Elohim, you can call forth every bit of this through your mighty I Am presence and from the Ascended Master's octave to come into the outer world conditions like an ocean of flame that consumes the war. Now, if you are willing to give this and practice it, we will help to remind you of it until there is enough comes into the physical octave of earth to keep the sinister force from expanding what is already here until it can be bound back by the fiery Christ, blue lightning, and blue flame that crowds it back into itself and compels it to consume itself and remove itself from the world. But you, in the meantime, can have unlimited protection. You can have unlimited power, supply, health, strength, anything and everything that will make you victorious over every destructive force on this earth. If you will call this from the Ascended Master's octave and ask all the sacred fire necessary to produce the manifestations in this world that not only fulfill the divine plan and give you your freedom, but the activities that move into outer physical conditions, the purification of the governments of the world. Mankind cannot govern itself. Therefore, if the sacred fire of our love, our purity, our intelligence, our wisdom and our power, the sacred fire power from the ascended Master Joktu, if it is not drawn down, if it be not released into our physical affairs through an ascended mankind, then mankind is simply bound by its own discord, and it is creating more and more and more until it destroys itself. Now the ascended host have century after century after century taken away mankind's filth, purified this world and the powers of nature again and again and again, in every civilization, in every age, for the last 2.5 million years. Now we are hoping that you will make your calls, but hold the picture of your own heart's flame reaching up at one with a sevenfold flame in your forehead, and just like that, opening up as you send your love and that flame to your mighty I Am presence, it goes on and opens up into the ascended master's octave with which it is one, and draws back into your physical affairs the sacred fire of love that creates all perfection and draws into this world the things you're going to need, which we know you're going to need, but your human intellect may not know what you're going to need for your own protection. We have pled and pled and pled with the students to hold the picture of the fulfillment of your calls. Now, because of the danger that threatens your nation and the world, this becomes an obligation of everybody that knows this law to reach up to each one's own mighty I Am presence, and with your oneness with that presence, ask it to reach into the ascended master's octave and draw forth into our physical conditions whatever is necessary to consume what's wrong, protect and make victorious what's right, and release through those who want the constructive way of life the power of purity necessary to fulfill the divine plan that holds freedom for everything that is constructive and locks into annihilation everything that is not constructive. This works both ways. The flame can come down from the ascended master's octave. The violet consuming flame can blaze in and around the condition. The sacred fire of love that purifies, harmonizes, and manifests perfection. Through your beloved I Am presence, as you call to it, and the ascended masters who direct the fiery Christ blue lightning purity, can draw forth into destructive conditions the wall of blue flame that closes in upon everything destructive and forces it into annihilation without ever touching anything that is constructive. This is the only way that there is the harmonious solution of any problem mankind has created. So if you will do the best you can over the next few weeks to call forth all the sacred fire from the ascended master's octave that we know is necessary to consume the sinister force, consume its every plan, consume its hate, consume everything that wants to desecrate or destroy anything that is constructive in this nation or the world. If you will do this, then that which is protected by our sacred fire love becomes permanent peace to the earth. Then you become the peace commanding presence. You become the peace manifesting presence that can enfold those who are trying to hold to the constructive way of life at this time and do that which is right. Your own call for our sacred fire love to enfold them becomes an armor of protection around them, and more than that, becomes the strength of the light in their own life stream to make them do right. Now you need to do this to everybody in every channel of government and business in order for the constructive activities of the nation and the government to be protected and sustained and expanded to control the masses of the people when they don't want to do right. You can be of tremendous help if you will help us do this at this time. Thank you so much. Now the angelic host are the limitless legions of light and love that draw this sacred fire into the physical conditions of this world and sustain it until destructive forces are consumed and our perfection takes their place, takes the place of anything that is wrong. And this is why the angelic host exists. The limitless legions of light and love are the way and means by which the great cosmic beings of the great central sun control manifestation, create perfection, protect it, expand it, fulfill the great divine plan, and that raises mankind into the ascended master's octave for eternity. And therefore, there comes a time when you must understand the law enough to cooperate with the ascended master's way and means of controlling manifestation in this world, that you may compel destructive forces to cease to be and ascended master perfection take their place and fulfill the divine plan that purifies, illumines, and raises all into the ascended master's perfection of eternity. Therefore, it is vitally important that you understand this and know the necessity of holding the picture of the wall of blue flame. When the forces are destructive, you ask the wall of blue flame to be dropped around anything destructive and close in on it to annihilate it. The mighty Astrea, mighty Archangel Michael, and the mighty activities of the blue flame and blue ray can be drawn in and around every destructive force in the physical world and close in upon those destructive activities and dissolve and consume them harmoniously and permanently. And it can compel individuals to cease to create evil. This is part of the withdrawal of the destructive free will, the use and action of the free will for destructive purposes. This is part of the process of its accomplishment in the physical world. And if you don't take away from mankind the power to create destruction, mankind will destroy itself. So this is for the salvation of the world. This is the way and means by which we overcome destructive conditions. And now, we offer you the use of our ascended master consciousness, and now we ask you to use our way and means of overcoming destructive forces and draw this sacred fire consciousness into physical conditions to consume what otherwise will destroy you if you don't consume it. And it doesn't make any difference who it is or what it is or when it is or how it is. It has nothing to do with it. When you see destructive forces in the outer world, it only takes an instant for you to make the call to your beloved I Am Presence and the I Am Presence of individuals who might be doing wrong, and beloved Astrea, and beloved Archangel Michael, and all who direct the fiery Christ blue lightning purity to the earth to blaze that wall of blue flame around the destructive condition, close in upon it, and consume it from the universe. Now, the reason I am bringing this to your attention, showing you the necessity for using it, is because when there are those in channels of government and business who are trying to do right at this time and solve the problems that destructive forces have generated, those individuals who are trying to do right are targets of the destructive forces' very great viciousness. And those individuals, not knowing this law, are trying the best they can to salvage that which is right and to shut off destructive forces. And whenever they start to do something right, they're targets for the destructive forces to criticize, blame, and condemn them. And this thing goes on in your radio broadcast, your television, your publicity channels, to tear apart anything and everything that is constructive. So this is for the protection of those individuals in public office who are trying to do what's right to save the country. And if you'll give them protection, we'll fulfill your cause. Thank you so much. This is a service you can render to help save your country and protect those in positions of trust and responsibility by enfolding them in the greater light or the sacred fire from the Ascended Master's octave that is a protection to them and a strengthening of the light within themselves to enable them to be strong enough to do what's right for the masses of the people, for the protection of the nation, and for the victory and success of everything that is constructive. You, by your own conscious command, can call in and around all in public office, anybody in positions of trust and authority who are trying to do what's right. You can help them and protect them. Your policemen and your firemen and all who are trying to hold divine law and order and decency, you can ask your beloved I Am presence and all the Ascended Masters to wrap them up in whatever sacred fire from the Ascended Master's octave is their protection against the forces that seek only to destroy and desecrate anything and everything that is of God. Since those individuals, even though they be not I Am students, they offer their service in those channels to help keep divine law and order and decency in control of this nation. If you didn't have them, you would have chaos and nothing but savagery and destruction. If you don't have law, order, and control by decency, then you do have destruction by anarchy and anything and everything that is wrong. So for your own safety, this is a responsibility to everyone who understands this law to call forth around everyone in channels of government or positions of trust and authority who are trying to do right for the public, for the people, and for the nation, and for the world. It is necessary to wrap them up in the Ascended Master's sacred fire protection that enables them to do what's right, to hold law, order, purity, peace, and decency in control of the nation. And that is your protection, as well as that of others within the nation. This is part and parcel of your own protection of your own homes and your own physical bodies and your own possessions, that they may not be destroyed or taken away from you. your protection and the protection of that which is entrusted to you to use for constructive activities can all be unfolded again and again and again. Every time you think of them, you can ask your mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Masters to wrap our sacred fire love's indestructible protection around everybody and everything in your world that is constructive. And it's everybody's responsibility who is privileged to live within this nation. It is everyone's responsibility to help protect the purity and the freedom of this nation, because you can't have peace on this earth unless you do. Peace in the world depends on the purity and peace and protection of this nation. It doesn't make any difference who likes America or doesn't like America. It's nothing to do with it. This nation is the cup of light to the earth. And if that light is not protected and allowed to go forth to bless mankind, then there is no peace. But when you have the authority, the power, and the privilege of calling from the Ascended Master's octave, oceans, if need be, of the Ascended Master's sacred fire, purity, and purifying control of all manifestation, to draw into all physical conditions whatever puts an end to the hordes of evil, you have all authority and power to do this. And I hope you will use every bit of authority that is yours now and hold this in outer physical conditions to leash the expansion of destructive forces and close in upon that which is destructive and consuming. Because there is no survival of a civilization nor a nation unless it be protected by the sacred fire, love, and power of control by the Ascended Master's octave. Mankind does not have this sacred fire control in the physical world except by the call to the Ascended Master's octave, but the Ascended Master's octave is the sacred fire and projects the sacred fire to enfold and protect everything that is constructive in the physical manifested world. So if we may have your assistance for the nation and the world, you must of necessity have your own safety, your own protection, your victory and your supply secured to you. Now, this is the reason I brought this to your attention this afternoon, that there may come within you the practice of visualizing and the feeling of your own heart's flame, your love reaching up to love the seven mighty alien flame in the forehead, and reach up and love your presence, and then reach up again and pour that love into the Ascended Master's octave, and through that love of the sacred fire, draw back into the physical world what we know will prevent the hordes of evil doing what they intend, and what we know fulfills the divine plan that protects you, fulfills the divine plan, saves the nation, and clears the way for peace to come to this world. And there is no other way of manifestation except by the conscious use of the sacred fire, the conscious command of the mighty I Am Presence, and the conscious release from the Ascended Master's octave of the sacred fire's almighty power. You can use this power without any limit whatsoever, and it can never bring any result to anybody except that which is constructive. So, blessed ones, if we seem to get dynamic in this class, just know there's a very powerful reason for it. It only has one possible result, and that's greater and greater perfection, but it's the protection and the security to you and through you to the nation and the world for everything that is right. So if we may have your cooperation, I assure you, you'll have ours. And if you and we cooperate to save the nation and the world, you will never have cause to regret it. But if you don't, there will be cause. Thank you so much. Now, one more thing. Practice doing this and train your outer self to sometime every day. And when later on as it becomes a habit, you'll do it just automatically. Try to definitely send forth sometime every day the feeling of the expansion of love in your own heart's flame. Send that love up to the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Aeon and pour your love to them. Send it up to your mighty I Am Presence, pour your love to your mighty I Am Presence. Send it up to the ascended master's octave and ask that their sacred fire love come back and love this nation out of the clutches of every destructive force mankind has generated. And let us dissolve and consume the sinister force as quickly as possible, and when you see destructive forces of the outer world, call for whatever we know will annihilate that destruction from all life in the universe, and call forth our sacred fire power in and around yourselves and into the conditions that we know consumes forever everything that is of human creation, regardless of who has created it or anything about it. Be unconcerned. Just forgive and forgive and forgive whatever is necessary to save America and the world. And when we say forgive, it means give the violet consuming flame and fiery Christ, blue lightning purity, and purifying love's almighty sacred fire power into a condition to consume what's wrong, replace it by the victory of what's right, fulfill the divine plan, and hold possession and control of everything that is in manifestation and compels everything to become constructive. And this is the master power that we are offering you. And it is the sacred fire, love, and power from the ascended master's octave. And if you will call it into every condition in the physical world, you cannot lack for any good thing. And you must of necessity become more and more, not only at peace, but the greater blessings that you call forth to the world automatically perfect you. That is the way you perfect yourselves, or your presence perfects you, by raising you into the ascended master's perfection of the sacred fire's love of eternity. And that is mastery. That is what the mighty victory refers to when he says, call forth my sacred fire victory. And the sacred fire victory of every ascended master's blessing and power and perfection to the earth. And if you will use this in outer world conditions to help perfect your nation and the world, there cannot come to you anything but greater and greater perfection from our ascended master octave to fill you and surround you and help control you, control manifestation around you until the world and all upon it are raised into the ascended master's octave for eternity. And it is the only permanent, harmonious, constructive way to raise this world out of the clutches of destructive forces, dissolve those forces, and let this world be filled with the sacred fire, power, and peace of the ascended master's love. And that love is the master presence from the heart of the great central sun. So may you feel it, but practice feeling from your own heart's flame, your own life streams, love expand through the heart to the seven mighty Aeon, to the presence, to the ascended master's octave, and let us pour back into the nation the sacred fire of love from our octave that we know will save the nation. And even if only the IM student body will do this many times a day, or even just a few times a day, we could expand that sacred fire of love through the nation and consume and prevent the destruction that the sinister force has already released and is waiting to release more. So in order to prevent that, we ask you to call our sacred fire here. Our sacred fire power of the victory of such sacred fire love into the physical world that the sinister force cannot longer be allowed existence. And with your help and your love to your mighty I Am presence and to the sacred fire, you must of necessity bring our victory here. And our victory is victory for you, and your victory is victory for the nation and peace to the earth. And may you feel this with everything at your command until there does come enough of our sacred fire into the physical world to be the consuming presence that says to the destructive forces, cease to be, and the flame blazes. And manifestation has to give obedience to the ascended master's divine plan fulfilled and lifts mankind out of the clutches of destructive forces and returns mankind to God, returns the nation to God, returns the world to God, where it belongs. And this is the fulfillment of the great command. May you use it without any limit whatsoever, and let all the sacred fire power of the ascended master's octave sweep everywhere in the physical world as quickly as possible our invincible purity of eternity and our sacred fire control of all manifestation, so the sinister force cannot longer be allowed existence here for any reason. And you will find our sacred fire power from the ascended master's octave is perfection without limit, mastery over all destructive forces, and is the blazing sun presence that raises you and all mankind into the ascension. And then you will know that love, the sacred fire love of the ascended master's octave, is the master control of all manifestation in existence. Accept it, use it, flood your nation with it, and demand its possession of the world and all upon it into the ascended master's octave for eternity. And I commend you to its use to bring you the greatest happiness and the mightiest victory you can ever attain. Use it, and use it, and use it, and we will stand beside you as quickly as possible. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved Saint Germain, thank you for eternity, for your love, and your willingness to help set us free. Now we ask our beloved I Am presence to blaze through us whatever love gives you the greatest cooperation for the purity, freedom, protection of America, and the victory of light and peace eternal to the earth for the ascension of all. And thank you, thank you, thank you for your love of eternity. The brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy unfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such sacred fire power from the ascended master's octave that wherever we go, it purifies all things and compels the sacred fire victory of sacred fire love's indestructible purity to move everywhere and consume everything wrong before it can exist another instant and before it is too late. Beloved Daddy, the words of the benediction charge us and clothe us with whatever you know makes us the obedience to beloved Saint Germain who helps to save our nation and put an end to destruction as soon as possible. We thank you. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty beings who have loved us through the centuries. Now blaze through us the power of your love to set our nation free and compel peace to the earth for eternity. And to the beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumars, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, be called as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress all the sacred fire love's indestructible purity and power without limit of that purity which annihilates everything evil, move into outer physical conditions the mightiest power at the ascended master's command, and put an end to evil as soon as possible. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have, or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the ascended hosts, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with whatever sacred fire power of purifying love they know brings victory to the earth for eternity. Move it into outer physical conditions and compel the sinister force to cease to be everywhere as soon as possible. And to all who govern the power of the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. To this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end do we serve till all are ascended and free. And now, beloved mighty beings, who govern the activities of the sacred fire, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, and now all the sacred fire from the ascended master's octave, the sacred fire power necessary to purify and free our nation and purify and free the earth and bring peace to this world for eternity. And we thank thee. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may its mightiest sacred fire, power, and presence from the ascended master's octave blaze into and around all under this radiation the mightiest victory of eternity, and make us its power, its victory, and its peace without limit for eternity. We thank thee.